So you go first here.
No, you do.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read this. This is one you wrote.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote this one, especially for Tug.
All right. Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, I'm feeling a tug on my heartstrings today.
Oh, feeling a little sentimental maybe, Patrick?
No, I mean my heart is beating incredibly fast.
Oh, I see. How many cups of coffee have you had?
11.
You might want to switch to decaf there, buddy. It is February. We're into February now, Patrick.
Yes, we are, Jim.
And what that means, we got to get back to our monthly little recaps of some new music that we discovered in the previous month, right?
Yeah, that's right. We were a little preoccupied with all the 2017 listener calls, and thanks, everybody, for doing that and chiming in. We really appreciate it. But yeah, we're ready to sort of plunge forward into this new year.
Into the new year. Now it's 2018.
Yep.
I never thought I'd live long enough to see 2018, first of
Me
all.
Me neither. I barely survived 2017. It was really a close shave.
So we're into this new year now, and there's been a bunch of new music that has come out in January. That's actually usually a pretty good month for new releases.
Yeah.
A lot of new stuff comes out. We've both been listening to a lot of new things. We're going to give you guys a couple of our favorites. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And also with us on the phone is...
This is exciting.
Tug Baker. I'm back. It's been a year.
Has it been that long?
It's been I was looking at my last Skype call with you guys was February 16th last year, I think. So,
wow.
So yeah, almost a full year.
It's been too long, Tug.
Yeah, we can't let that happen in 2018. We got to
definitely let's not do it again.
Tug is calling us from South Carolina.
Yep,
where he lives, and he just put his kiddo down for a nap.
Nice.
So we have him for a short amount of time, right?
Exactly.
The clock is ticking.
Yep.
Right.
The time is getting shorter. A friend of mine referred to, he also has a 2-year-old, he referred to 2018 as the year of the nap wars, and I think that's what's going on with us, too.
Love it.
Okay, so here's how we're going to do this. We, all three of us, are going to talk about some new releases from January 2018 over the course of today's episode and tomorrow. We get Tug for nap time tomorrow, too.
Yeah, that's going to be nice.
And Patrick, you're going to be up first today, right? So you're going to kick us off. What do you got?
Okay. I'm going to play a couple of bands here that I've sort of had on my radar, one a little bit more than the other. But the first one I'm going to play, a UK punk band, post-punk band, I really should say, that called Shopping. This is their third album that came out, and it's called The Official Body. And it was produced by a guy called Edwin Collins, who was in a band called Orange Juice, if you guys remember that post-punk band.
Oh, yeah.
And what I like about Shopping is that they could have been contemporaries of Orange Juice, I think. Their stuff sounds very 1978 and 1979. And I like this throwback feel they have. This song is called The Hype.
That is fantastic.
So there you go. It's cool, right? Yeah, you can hear all the classic touchstones of post-punk, as in the Raincoats, the Delta 5. You can hear a little Gang of Four, little early Mekons.
Hear a little Slits in there too. Yeah, like a little Slits. Like, yeah, it's an awesome throwback to that sound.
It also has that sort of like African influence, yeah, right? That happened a lot in England, you know, with a lot of this music. Yeah. So I like that too.
A little bit of the guitar pop, yeah.
Yes, and the background vocals, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Edwin Collins does a great job of, you know, as someone who was there, of kind of capturing the authenticity of that. But it's a warm record all the way through. And there's a lot of that male-female vocal interplay. So it's a trio. Shopping, the record's called The Official Body. It's their third one, but probably their most fully realized, in my opinion. So that's one of my choices. Okay. From January.
Excellent. Yeah. Any other thoughts, Tug?
No, I dig that. I'm gonna put that on the to listen to list.
All right.
I think you like it.
You won over one listener.
That's the way we do it, one at a time.
One at a time.
Right, Jim?
Yep.
Yeah. Tell one friend, Tug. That's all you gotta do. Tell one friend about Rocking the Suburbs and we'll be there. Okay, so my second choice is a band that I've sort of had on my radar for a long time and been following them probably at least intensely for the past 6 years. The band is called Tune Yards. They used to spell their name with kind of a funky upper lowercase kind of a thing, a stylized version.
Yes.
Yeah.
It kind of turned me off to them.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. And they've dropped that now, which I think is a good move. But anyway, it's a cool duo based in California, Meryl Garbus, and she has a bass player that works with her on a lot of the songs, and his name is Nate Brenner. And this is their fourth album. Their second one, Who Kill, came out in 2011. That was one that really caught my attention. That was a great record. And then they had another one called Nicky Knack that came out. And this is one called I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. It's on the 4AD label. And I want to play a little bit of a song here called ABC 123. And I think you'll hear a little more electronic influence in this than their previous music. You won't hear as much upfront like ukulele that she used to play, and it's still got that cool sing-songy kind of quality to it and her individualistic vocals on it. Kind of get a little summary of the way they put songs together based around the drums and the bass. She was a drummer, and obviously Nate writes sort of forward-thinking bass parts, like forward-thinking in the sense of like it's forward in the song, right? It's not necessarily based around guitars or keyboards or anything. It's kind of a different way to put songs together. And then there's that sing-songy chorus that they're kind of well-known for putting together.
I'm encouraged to see that your 2018 is feeling a little more upbeat, maybe, than some of the previous, you know, selections. And
That's right.
Both of these, I feel like we could have a dance party right here in the basement, you know?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little giddier. I'm feeling a little better about 2018 than I was last year.
Right,
so,
good.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I do like the Tune Yards. I feel like this record takes on some personal politics and identity issues, personal identity issues, which are obviously extremely important. And, you know, we're all kind of learning by the day more about the awareness around those things. It's a cool record. And there's some lyrical stuff here, you know, that goes farther than what she has done before. So I like that a lot, too. And Tug, you sound like you were a little familiar with their work, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I've it's one of those bands that always kind of floated around and never really, like, you know, gotten super into.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the sound of this new one. I don't know what, I feel like maybe before it was too crunchy. Is that a thing that I could say about, like, but this, I really, it's a little funkier and it's, I'm really digging it. I, while we were listening, I pulled up the music video for it. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's kind of a very cool, like a lot of practical effects, but it reminds me of like almost an old at least in spirit, like an old like Talking Heads video or something like that. And I feel like the music is also kind of there. I dig it.
I'll be honest, I have not listened to them very much. And you mentioned the sort of styling of the name, right?
Yeah.
I guess I had this impression of them as being kind of like a hippie band some way.
Yeah.
But they're not really, right?
Not really. I mean, they're pretty rhythmic and always kind of have been and kind of pretty spare. But she used to also paint her face when they played live every time. That was part of her thing. And, you know, she comes from like an art background. So, but I think that Talking Heads comparison is pretty apt because they do really work hard in their videos. And I don't know about you guys, but when I play this song on Spotify on my phone, the video actually plays right on Spotify, which is kind of dangerous if you're driving down the road, which I found out on the way out here today. So,
be careful in the Kia.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And the only other thing I'll say as a postscript is one guy that I discovered this month, and he put out an album in 2017, but it was earlier in the year, is this guy called David Nance. And so if anybody wants to explore somebody really crazy, go look up all his stuff on Bandcamp. He does full covers of entire albums. And then he did like a cover of the Beatles, sort of like his greatest hits, along with a bunch of other records that he made at home. Huh. So he's got kind of a Ty Siegel kind of approach.
Who is that again?
His name is David Nance.
David Nance. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So just a quick postscript.
So that's
there.
Homework. That's people can homework. Do that on their own.
Yep. Okay. I discovered him this month.
Independent study.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Now we have Tug here for a reason, not just to laugh at our bad jokes,
no.
but also because he's going to tell us about a song that he discovered in January. We'll get to that in just one moment.
Yeah, but it's going to play us out.
As you know, this is a regular show and you should listen to it
every day.
Every day, which includes tomorrow, where I'll talk about a couple of January releases.
Yep.
You can find the show on all the big podcast places, including Spotify, as you mentioned, but sadly without video. Actually, happily without video.
Yeah, happily. Right. Yeah.
We also have, and by the way, here's an idea. If you like kind of do like the Flaming Lips, like maybe plug in Rock in the Suburbs from a different source to each of like four speakers and play it all at once.
Have a countdown.
Around. Yeah. Yes. Right. Sync, you know, start it all at the same time.
Your own quadraphonic stereo.
That's right. Okay. Also, you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com. You can call our hotline, kind of like Tug is on the phone here. You can call in and leave a message, 612-440-1984. Also, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. And if you like the show enough to want to support us a little bit more, you can buy a t-shirt or a mug at teespring.com/rockinthesuburbs. There you go. All right, Tug, what do you got for us from January?
All right, so this one just squeaked in under the wire, just released as a single on January 30th. But Y Oak, a band that you guys know I enjoy. Patrick and I in a previous life had a chance to interview Jen Wathner from it and had a lot of fun doing that.
That's amazing.
So yeah, they have a new album coming out in April called The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs. And this is the title track from it that they've released as a single. And it's exactly what I want to hear from them. It's moving things a little forward. Little more interesting production going on. It's kind of what I expected from them after her solo Flock of Dimes record. It's kind of a good merger.
All right, so we're going to play out with that.
I can't wait. I had no idea they had new music out or have a new album, so this is fantastic.
That's why we have Tug on the show.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, what was the name of the song again?
The Louder I Call, The Faster It Runs.
All right, here you go. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us today and pretty much all this week, Tug Baker. We'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. The louder I call, the faster it runs. The louder I call, the faster it runs.
the year of the Nap Wars.